Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Hey friend, I wrote a book about you by Miriam Hathaway as a hardcover interactive gift book published by Compendium. It belongs to the friendship and keepsake gift category rather than a conventional narrative or advice book. The format is built around fill-in-the-blank prompts that the giver completes, turning the book into a personalized memento about a specific friendship. Its purpose is practical and relational. It helps someone express appreciation in a structured, playful way while producing a finished object that can be kept and revisited. With 64 pages and a design that can be completed in under an hour, the book is intended to be approachable even for people who do not want to write a long letter or assemble a complex scrapbook. Its appeal lies in combining ease of use with emotional specificity, making it suitable for birthdays, Galentine's Day, milestones, or simply as a thoughtful gesture. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a fill-in-the-blank format that turns the giver into the author. The central mechanism of the book is its interactive prompt structure. Instead of asking the reader to passively consume a message, it places the giver in the role of creator, selecting words that describe inside jokes, shared memories, and admired traits. This design matters because it lowers the barrier to personalization. The user does not need to invent an entire gift concept from scratch, only respond to guided prompts. The result is a semi-structured expression of friendship that feels personal without requiring advanced writing skills. That balance is important in the gift book category, where many products are either too generic to feel meaningful or too demanding to complete. Here, the prompts provide enough framework to make the process manageable while still leaving room for the giver's own voice. The book, therefore, functions less like a standard reading experience and more like a guided writing exercise with a clear emotional outcome. Secondly, friendship is the book's primary subject and emotional anchor. The book is specifically organized around celebrating friendship, and that focus gives it a narrower but more useful purpose than broad, inspirational, or journal-style books. The prompts are designed to capture what makes a particular friend distinctive, including humorous memories, affectionate observations, and the qualities that make the relationship feel one of a kind. This emphasis on specificity is what gives the book its value. A generic card can convey a brief sentiment, but this format creates a fuller portrait of a relationship through accumulated small details. By centering the friendship itself, the book encourages reflection on the practical evidence of connection, how the two people interact, what they remember together, and why the bond matters. That makes the finished book both a gift and a record. It preserves relational details that are often forgotten over time, giving the recipient a keepsake that reflects the actual texture of the friendship rather than a vague sentiment. Thirdly, a quick, low-friction keepsake for occasions that need a personal touch. One of the book's most useful features is that it is designed to be completed quickly, reportedly in under an hour. That makes it especially effective for people who want a meaningful gift without committing to a long creative project. The short completion time is not a trivial feature. It shapes the book's role in practice. Many personalized gifts fail because they demand too much effort, while simpler gifts can feel impersonal. This book occupies the middle ground by offering a finished keepsake that still feels carefully made. Its timing also suits common gift occasions, where a handwritten, customized present can feel more thoughtful than a purchased item alone. Birthdays, Galentine's Day, and appreciation gifts all benefit from this kind of immediate personalization. The book, therefore, solves a practical problem in gifting how to create something unique enough to feel intimate, while remaining simple enough to complete reliably. Playful design choices that keep the tone light rather than sentimental heavy, the book's tone is described as lively, playful, and whimsical. And that tone is reinforced by the visual design, including foil stamping on the hardcover. These features matter because they help the book avoid feeling overly formal or emotionally burdensome. In friendship gifts, not every expression of appreciation needs to be deeply serious. Humor and lightness often better match the actual tone of close relationships. The prompts support that balance by allowing the giver to make the book silly, sentimental, or somewhere in between. This flexibility is a strength because it respects different friendship styles. Some pairs share teasing banter and inside jokes, while others prefer warm gratitude and affirmation. By not forcing one emotional register, the book remains adaptable. The polished hardcover presentation also makes the book feel substantial enough to keep, which helps it function as more than a novelty item. Its design supports the idea that a playful object can still carry durable emotional value. Lastly, a compact example of interactive gift, publishing rather than traditional reading. This book stands out because it belongs to a broader style of interactive gift, publishing that uses the physical book as a template for personal expression. Unlike a memoir, novel, or conventional self-help title, Its value is not in extended argument or narrative development. Instead, it uses a curated structure to produce a customized artifact. That makes it useful as an example of how publishing can create participation rather than just reception. The reader is not meant to analyze a thesis or follow a plot. The book becomes complete only when someone fills it in. This participatory model changes how the object is judged. Its quality depends on the clarity of its prompts, the attractiveness of its design, and whether it helps people say something genuine with less effort. In that sense, the book is less about literary complexity than about effective facilitation. It offers a compact, well-defined format that demonstrates how a simple idea can support strong emotional utility when the structure is carefully designed. In conclusion, Hey Friend, I Wrote a Book About You is best suited for anyone looking for a personalized gift that feels thoughtful without requiring a large time investment. It will appeal to people who value friendship-centered gestures, enjoy writing from prompts, or want a keepsake that captures memories and personality in a tangible form. The main practical benefit is that it guides the giver through the process of making something personal, which reduces the common problem of wanting to be expressive but not knowing where to start. Intellectually, it also shows how a simple interactive format can turn a book into a relational object rather than just a reading object. What distinguishes it from similar gift books is its combination of playfulness, brevity, and customization. Many books in this category lean too heavily on novelty or sentimentality, but this one balances both and keeps the process approachable. Its hardcover presentation and compact length make it feel finished and gift-worthy, while the prompts ensure that the final product reflects a specific friendship rather than a generic message. The combination gives it a clear place within personalized gift publishing. If you would like to support Miriam Hathaway, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.